you take a picture, you post it on social media, you're smiling in that picture, and the people think that they're happy.
Yeah, but you're not.
Unfortunately, we don't live in the picture.
Yeah.
We live based in the reality, like reality of just in society there. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you find that like majority of people that post a lot about happiness and doing this and doing good, but probably not.
Yeah.
But and that's what I'm saying. So it depends on how you want to live the life.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another show of Jeff Juan Mills' show. I have two special guests today. Cedric, what up, man?
What's good, what's good?
And we got someone else, Blaze. What's goody, man?
Not much, bro.
Welcome to the podcast. I know you're new right now, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, welcome, man.
Man, thanks. It's my pleasure, bro.
As usual, before we get started, we usually do like three shots back to back. I don't know if you can do that. Can you handle that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, see, I probably handle one shot.
Oh my God! As soon as you start going, I already know it's a problem.
I probably handle one shot. Take it easy, man.
Okay.
I still want to be on the right state of mind. So, mm-hmm.
Trust me. But you know, sometimes people get lit when the show is over.
Right.
Like, but it's too late.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I always try to get you hyped up before the show actually begins. You know what I mean? Right. Yeah. By the time we meet, where you in here? Because I want you to talk your shit, man. Don't talk this shit when the camera is over. I mean, like.
Yeah. I feel you on that.
All right. With that being said, come on, man. Let's do this real quick. All right. Man. This is for y'all for coming through. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you guys for coming through. Nice, man. Yes, sir. Of course, your shot. Feels good, right?
Yeah.
I had another cup.
And matter of fact, also shout out to Victor. Victor's my camera guy today. Shout out to him. He's back also.
What up, Victor?
Yeah, it's my guy, man.
Thanks, Victor.
I'm hoping to have him. Also, in another show. That's another show right here on the side. If you can see that, yeah, I want to have Victor on that show, man. He's a special story that we have to do it. Anyway, back to you guys, man. What's up, though? How you guys been?
Pretty good, man.
Yeah, I've been
great.
You've been great, man.
No, it's my. I don't want to say it's my first time to meet you, Blaze, but I've met you.
Yeah, the first time, man. I met you at your...
Yeah, you met him at the shop, man. Yeah. Because remember, you were talking about your trip to Kenya, right?
Like, yeah.
Oh, you was there at that time?
Yeah, I was there at the time.
That's why I asked you. I said, yeah, since the last time, did you went back again?
Or many times. Yeah. Oh, that's a while.
I know. We just got into, like, conversation and stuff like that. I didn't know you have all these set up like that.
At that time, I didn't have it. I just got this as time went by. I didn't have all this stuff at that time. I was still thinking about it.
Actually, Cedric brought it up, and then you're like, yeah, but we really going to set it up. We're going to talk about all that type of stuff, too. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
You know, at that time, I didn't even know this is how much it takes to have a show like this.
Right.
So when I went back and did my research, I was like, damn, my guy, like this, I have really, it's a lot of shit I have to go in.
Fact.
I had probably a quarter of this stuff.
Right.
But I noticed my show looked funny because
right.
it was not enough. Even remember when me and Sarah, we did our first show, I only had one camera.
Yeah,
remember, it was just one camera.
I see you growing, man. Like,
yeah,
I'm loving it.
Yeah, it was just one camera. And there was a special editor, like a white dude. Mm-hmm. He saw that video and was like, nah, that's not it, man.
Really?
That's not it. And when we did it, we thought that was it.
That was it. You're right. Wow. You're right.
Yeah, I was like, nah, man, this is going to look bad on you. You don't want to post this shit. Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about?
Wow.
We was feeling that shit.
We were feeling
it. At the end of the day, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, it's true. Right. It's true. But he still told me, nah, don't post that shit. Yeah. So I got the video. Matter of fact, I need to show you that video. I still got it, but yeah.
You got to start it somewhere, bro.
I didn't ever post it, yeah. But now we got a professional guy also in the back, you see. So
okay.
Yeah, this is hopefully going to be the best so far that I've done. I ain't even going to lie to you guys. Yeah, so thank you guys for pulling up, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but that's a while, man, when we talked about the Kenyan trip.
How long has it been, actually? It's probably been a minute, right?
Yeah, right. It's been a minute.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we had that conversation, yeah.
Right.
That's a while.
Yeah.
I think I've probably been twice.
In Kenya?
Yeah, since then.
Wow. Yeah. I know you were so excited to go too.
Hell yeah. I'm always excited going back home. Even right now, every single time I have that idea of going back home,
yeah,
like my heart starts beating fast. Like,
I know, right?
Like, yeah, I can't wait for that day to come through. You know what I mean? Like, right. I can't wait to get there. And like I told you, like I might go August this year again.
Damn. I'm jealous, bro. Mm-mm. I'm super jealous.
That's what's up.
Where do you want to go?
I mean, just anywhere in Africa, honestly.
You don't want to go to Kenya?
I would love to go to Kenya, bro. I would love to go back in Kenya. I swear to God.
When's the last time you was in Kenya? You told me
2012? Yep.
My bro, that's a long time, man. Bro, come on.
That's a long time ago.
We had a different president, man. Like, some of them even died.
I know, bro. Yeah, 2012. But that's what I was saying. Like, my experience is kind of different because I was a little bit young and I wasn't living here for too long to in order like compare which ones as far as like African country.
Yeah.
So like if I could go back right now, I'll probably with the experience that I have traveling within African country, I'll probably have a lot of input.
Okay.
As far as country-wise development.
How many countries have you traveled to in Kenya? I mean in Africa.
I just came from Abidjan actually, right?
Abidjan, yeah.
Yeah. So Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire. Man, I had a good time. I'm not gonna lie.
It was dope, huh?
Dude, it was during the African Cup too as well.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I know.
I would love to go out
bro.
There.
Yo, it was that
You know the sad thing about even for me coming from Africa, I've never really toured Africa.
For real?
Yeah. Exactly. Like all these other countries just waiting for me, man. Yeah. Like I've been to every state in America.
Yeah.
But I've never traveled to other different countries in Africa.
Great, man. Different places have different, like, say different vibe.
True, facts.
Different vibe.
Man, speaking of vibes, man, Cedric, I'm still waiting for you to invite me to Congo.
Man, we're going to go. We're going to take a trip to Congo.
Yeah,
man.
Take him to Kinshasa. Bro.
I know, Kinshasa, wow, man. It's great, but it's a good vibe, but it's just like.
They speak Swahili out there?
They speak so you don't find yeah, they speak Swahili over there. A lot of people.
Okay. You found people?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's for sure. You found people.
Yeah, Kinshasa is a melting pot, man. They speak all kind of stuff.
I swear to God. Yeah.
Oh, they speak all kind of stuff. Why?
Yeah.
A lot of corruption out there?
Of course, man.
Of course, huh? I gotta be on my toes, man. Like,
you know, corruption make the make the economy go, man. That you know say no, it's make it's the economy great. Go.
No, if you get the bag, that's when it works for you.
I know, man. I mean, that's what I'm telling you. Over there, that's how it goes, man. Corruption, bro. You see people stealing like $3 million, $6 million. You're like, yo, how come the country is so poor and these people are stealing like that amount of money? You know
like regular people, politicians.
Politicians.
Of course, politicians. I get that point. Yeah,
I'm telling you.
They're actually welcome to Africa. That's what they do out there. Yeah, they rob your ass like that,
it's
man.
Crazy.
Yeah, man. But I would love to visit that. I would love
to. You should go, man. It's really nice, man. It's a good
vibe. You see, right now when I do trips, especially if I'm going to a different country,
mm-hmm.
I would love to have someone.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that.
From that area.
Yeah, from
right?
the area, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That shows me around and takes me around because, you know.
Makes sense, of course.
You know, she can happen on you out there, because you don't know what happens there. Yeah. And especially if they speak other language that you don't speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can plant something on you and you have no idea.
Yeah. It's Africa, bro.
I mean,
you never know, you know. Yeah.
I think I would probably say it's just a matter of the country is very welcoming. To be honest with you, as far as the people wise, they're very welcoming. You, no matter what, you always got to look out after yourself when you talk about safety wise, anywhere you go to.
It's true.
So, but man, overall, but you, everywhere in Africa, you have fun. You just have to look out for yourself safety wise and just pay attention.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's just everywhere you go.
It's everywhere you go.
Yeah.
I get that. Mm-hmm. But you see, it will make sense. If we all speak the same language, because now let me paint this picture. If I'm in an Uber and two people sitting in the front seat, or probably the driver's on the phone, talking to his homeboy like, "Yo, I got this clown in the back, man. It looks like he got money, man. I think we can do ABCD on his ass."
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in the back just smiling, yo.
Yeah.
How is everything going on over here? But he's planting some shit on my ass. You feel me?
Right.
So because I don't understand the language.
Right.
But if I'm with you and you understand what he's saying,
right.
then you're going to be like, yo, my guy, I think we need to get out of here right now because some shit's about to go down.
Right.
Yeah. So, see, if for me, when I go back home, I never worry because we all speak the same language. Right.
Yeah.
In a different country, that's my fear. That's why I say I need that connect.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah, in some way, yeah. I mean, obviously, I mean, that's you got a good point. Yeah, but at the same time, though, like, for example, like, anytime you could be traveling, let's say just you want to travel in South America, you just want to explore over there. You don't speak Spanish, but
true.
But sometimes it's before you go, you always do your homework as far as like research and where you want to go,
true.
The location and stuff like that.
True.
That's because it's your first trip, so true. You want to be more be aware.
Yeah, exactly.
Self-aware. Yeah, be aware of where you're going.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the first trip is always like that. The second trip, you're more experienced. You had the knowledge that you had at first.
Yeah.
Then you go back over there and then you try to explore a little bit more. You want to be more freelance.
But the first
one is always have to be careful, no matter what.
If I'm doing a trip to like South America, I usually have my Google Translator ready. So
if
they say something, I can just put it like this.
It says that, yeah.
You
need that. It's like I would say my experience. For me, I grew up in Zambia, right? Like we speak Nyanja, stuff like that. But I wasn't always speaking Swahili, right? I'll go to like Tanzania. That I'll get there. I didn't understand every word they were saying. I would understand probably a little bit, but at the same time, that you could see like if somebody had a really bad attention.
You'll feel, trust me, you're definitely
gonna feel.
Okay.
And if you know what you're there for, you can feel the vibe. It was like, yo, I don't want to mess with this.
Okay.
Drop me at a location and I can find your way out. And especially right now in this modern technology, dude, you can Google everything.
Yeah, it's true.
We got Uber everywhere too, as well. So, yeah.
I like that. Yeah. So on that note, man, I'm gonna wait for that invite, man.
But you should really go check out Kinshasa, bro.
Yo, the link is right here. Like, come on, man. The hookup is right here.
But you know what? I'm going December, though, this year.
Where you going?
December this year.
You going this year, December?
Yeah, this year, December. I have to.
It's been a while, right?
It's been a while. 2 years, you know what I'm saying? Like, since what, 20? Last time? Yeah, 2022, yeah.
Yeah.
2022.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Man, it's been a nice 2024. It's been like only 2 years. It's 2 years, though. I miss it, though.
Bro,
like,
2 years is a lot for me, bro.
2 years is a lot, yo. It's overdue, you know? I have to go 2 years back. 2 years is a lot. Yeah, man.
So, okay. Like, your experience in 2022, how was it?
It was great, man. It was one of the best experience in my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, wow.
Right.
What did I came here a long time ago? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I regret it. I was like, you know what I'm saying? But... Now that I know, you feel me? Yeah. I want to go every year. Bro.
Every
year I want to go to Africa. You know what I'm saying? Every year I got to touch Africa, the motherland. This, yo, just the vibe, bro. Once you get to that land, it's special, bro. It's like...
Yeah, it's really
it's
true.
It's different, man.
It's true. Special.
It's true. I like that idea because I'm always traveling like back for to me, my country.
See, when I landed the first time, when I came here, I stayed here for a couple of years, and I went back. And when I landed, the weather. When I live, just the weather,
the air,
man.
The weather.
The hair itself is just so different, man. Yo. I'm like, the cloud.
The cloud is different.
The color of the cloud is so different. So I'll land there and I'll be like, this is where I belong, bro.
Yeah, you can feel it.
You can feel it, man.
It's like, I feel free, man. Yeah. I don't mean to disrespect where I live, but I'm just saying, like, dude, I feel free.
You feel free.
Yeah.
The freedom of just like that, but I'm happy.
You're happy to be back home, right?
Yeah.
So, if someone gave you that opportunity right now and they let you know you can actually move back home.
No hesitation.
One way.
With no hesitation.
Why? How comes? Because you know, right now, people in Africa, they try to come this way.
Yeah, it's because the lack of a knowledge of what we know.
Yeah, exactly.
You see what I'm saying? What we know, that's the thing. See, people are, the Africans that we are here, we have to start educating people back home, to be aware of saying that, because every time is always when they need something, we're saying, right?
Yeah.
But they have no idea what the step that we have to go through in order to even get those things that we are shipping, those we are sending back home.
True.
$50, it's a lot. You have to
work four hours, six hours for
some people.
Yeah, true.
You see what I'm saying?
True, yeah. That makes
so
a
you
lot
go
of sense.
Through a lot of steps, but we are not giving those awareness of those steps that we go through here.
True.
We are not translating those. Yeah. We're just saying that, yeah, I can get $50. I can send you $50. But we are not translating those language of us being working and working day out. Sometimes you only had a 4 hours sleep. Yeah. Sure. We are not translating those.
So do you think we should, what, talk more or post more to show people what happens over here?
We have to be more realistic. We are not realistic.
But online, most stuff is fake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not real. Yeah. It's like you have to be realistic in a way of the way you are living. This is not heaven, right? Yeah. Majority of people of Africa, they're made it to believe that this place is like a semi-haven.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like you can come here, you can just see your bat off at your house watching, you're getting money somehow.
True.
Like a gunman just giving you money giving like money. That. But that,
or probably it's grown on trees, huh?
Yo, it doesn't work like that, bro. Like that, you know
right?
what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, but let me be the devil's advocate right now. When people go home, especially the Africans who live in America, when they go back home, usually they go with lots of money in their pocket, meaning they're ready to flex. They want to show off.
Of course.
They buy the bottles.
Yeah. But you know why.
Nice clothes. Right?
But you know why.
Yeah, right? I know because I'm on this side. But the ones on that side, when they're watching that, they... I mean, in our mind, it's like, yo, there's a lot of money from whatever they're coming from.
That's what when I say that we have to translate, that's what I use the word translating, right? Yeah. We are not translating the right message, right? Every time when you go back home, you're flexing like that, right?
True.
You're not translating the right message. It's like somewhere where you come from, right?
Yeah.
How did it even get to your level where you are, like, why not to even achieve that $2,000 you're blowing back home? You are not translating those, that the background of that story of getting that $2,000.
True.
They just know that you got money like that.
You got money like that.
They got no. That's they have true. No idea
but,
of the
but
story.
If you notice, a lot of folks, they don't care how you get your money. They just care you got the money.
That's a problem. And that's what I'm saying. We have to start translating in the right way.
You think they'll pay attention?
A realistic way. Huh?
Do you think they will listen?
They don't need to listen. They just need to be aware. That's they the need part. To be aware of like how United States is not that easy, bro.
Yeah, it is not. But that's what I'm asking, because for them to be aware, they have to learn this stuff from somewhere, so you can get the knowledge.
Right.
So, do you think they will listen to that part?
Of course not. It's obvious.
So that's the challenge we have.
It's been years and years, decade and decade. It's just they're having, and when you tell them that, they're probably just thinking that you're a hater. That you don't want to, you see what I'm saying?
That's true.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
true. You don't want them to be, to be in the same level where you are and blah, 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 like that. But you see, the thing is, your message doesn't have to be taken, but you have to share it.
Yeah, you have to
share it. You see what I'm saying? Okay. But when you're hiding, that means you're being fake to yourself as well.
You're right. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? True. But you want people to view you as something else that you're actually not. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That goes a long way, which in yourself as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you go deeper than yourself as well. Not just the audience, the people that actually just seeing you. It's asking yourself as well, be truthful to yourself.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
But you go in there blowing and blowing like you work for Congress, but you don't work for Congress.
It's true, man.
Is that what I'm saying?
But sometimes, again, I'm being the devil's advocate right here. All right. Sometimes because a lot of folks, when they work so hard, they don't have the chance to go out and party as much because they're always busy. So when they get this opportunity to go back home, they want to flex.
That's exactly what I was trying to get to that. Yeah.
That time they never got to be out there. Now they have this break. They can be out there and do what they want to do and they got
the
money.
Which is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's really nothing wrong with
that. So it's not everybody's flexing. Some just having fun.
Yeah, it's really nothing wrong with that. But then sometimes you got to, the people that you're actually close to, right? You actually have to share it. And I was like, bro, like I'll give you, I'm a real as a UK gay. I'll go back home and I'll start sharing my story, my mother, my cousins. I say, bro, I'm telling you, dude, for me to even get $2,000, I had to go through so much, right?
Yeah.
I had to get a part-time, my main job. After my main job, I have to go do certain things.
Yeah.
To get just to even have extra change of for me to even give you or send you like that. So just so that way I can balance my life out. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So stuff like that, we have to be able to share those things. No just saying that, yo, man, United States, man, you're going to get it like that. Yeah, yo, but... Dude, man, no, bro, you gotta be realistic.
You gotta work.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that one. Yeah. I'm 100% with you on that one. The problem is the message never lands. It's like you're sending a message on deaf ears.
You're right.
Yeah, they never seem to listen.
They never seem to get it.
Yeah,
because you know what the thing is. I think the difference is because we already seen it.
Yeah.
So if for us, it's like we already know, right. You know, say the outcome. So they don't know the outcome. So they're going to be curious about it.
Right.
You can tell them. It's like telling a kid, somebody, right, don't smoke or don't do something.
True.
Because you already done it. You know, yeah, so you already know the outcome. Yeah, but for them, it's still, oh, man, why he's telling me this, man? I want to try it. You know? You know,
but then when they get here, they see the reality.
Like, they see the realize, man. You're like, wow.
You know, that's how life works, right? Sometimes when they tell you not what not to do, it's exactly what you want to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like, why are they telling me not to do it?
It's like when you were in love, they tell you, man, that's a bad person. And you're like, nah, I want to find out myself. That's
exactly. Now you want to do it.
Yeah.
And then later on.
I agree with that in some level. But the thing is, you know, That goes long way of us as just being human. We have to start thinking critical, right? Knowing like, but we're still in on earth, right?
Yeah.
It's not like we're going to like some sort of haven where we don't have to sustain ourselves with the life, right? So what I'm saying, we have to work in order to achieve something.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
That's true.
So we're still living in a world where it's made of people working.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to sweat. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to work to get something.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Regardless where you are, you still have to work to get somewhere.
I agree.
Or to achieve something. So, as a person, you need to have that common sense of knowing that this is it.
But that's the problem. There's no common sense right now.
Exactly. Yeah, but those are obvious common sense, though.
Common sense is not for everybody.
Huh? So, when have you ever seen that a person, unless you are a hooker, I mean, even though you're a hooker, you still have to work. You give it something, you get something. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But if you watch social media right now, everybody on social media is flexing.
Yeah.
People got money. People are living that life. Like, there's no jobs, nothing. Life is great. Everybody has a nice car.
Yeah, everybody has a nice car.
See, like you were saying before, right? You were saying before, like, because they work so hard, they go to a place where they feel like they're more bigger than where they're used to, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a problem within ourselves, too, as well, right? You want to feel good about yourself.
True.
You see, you want to feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who you are. You still have to feel good about yourself.
I agree.
You see what I'm saying? You might have some opinion or something that you're good at. You're probably going to find someone else that doesn't know as much. So that way you can feel like, you're sharing something, like you're venting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So stuff like that. It's in that kind of way. I think it's in our nature as a human being.
True.
Right?
I agree.
To do stuff. It's not, and then I don't feel like it's about flexing. I feel like it just makes us feel good. In some way,
I think it goes. Is this?
But then there's a balance. Yeah, exactly. Of limitation,
and there's a number of people who are doing exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then of course there's flexes.
People that just go beyond that. Yeah.
And it's like, yo, y'all gonna see me tonight.
Like for me, I'll get like my example. Like for me, like if I go, like for example, like I keep referring to like Congo because that's where I'm from. But every time I go back home, bro, I always feel like I have to carry a certain amount because I'll give out a lot. You see what I mean? By a lot, just giving, that I'll find a person, like, for me personally, I'll go like a chaos market. I'll go to a market and I'll see people, like, carrying things that are selling on a basket. And one time I've done this. This is like the true story. Actually, I've done this before in Kinshasa. And I asked one of the lady, I say, how much? She was selling some plantain. And I asked her, how much is it worth in that basket? And she said, it was like $20. And they say, I ask her, how long were you working around just trying to sell? They say, I've been working around for like 2 hours, 3 hours. I'm tired. I'm like, okay, is that, if I doubled it, is that okay? I can't pay. So she didn't understand what I was trying to say. I'm like, I want to carry that basket and I'll buy everything so you can go rest. Can you do that? She's like, what? No, I want to buy the entire basket so you can go rest. So stuff like that, man, it makes me feel good about myself. Cool. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's my flex.
Okay.
For me, I call that flex because I like it and I feel good about myself that I do something good for society.
Society, okay.
But yeah, that's my flex for me. I like to spend money like that. So
I like what you just said.
But everybody, like you say, everybody have their own way of doing their flex to make themselves feel better. That's just, it's the nature of being human.
I like doing both.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta pull up to the club too, man. The bottles have to keep
rotating. Oh, of course, bro. You know what I mean? Yo, Of course.
they have to see us. We're in the building, man.
And you know, they're always expecting you to, Cedric, to be the, but you know,
of course, but,
the bottle popper.
And especially that you came from the state, bro, you gotta step it up.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when I went to Abidjan, right? So I went to another club. Yeah. I guess someone else knew me that came from the state, and I walk in and I was in there for like 2 minutes, and then I hear the DJ say my name, Mr. Blaze in the building. I'm like, what? What the heck? And I'm like, man, I ain't buying shit.
Yeah.
So.
They're trying to put pressure on you.
Of course.
Yeah.
To buy something.
Nah, you don't have to.
Exactly.
You don't have to. And not on the flip side. What do you think, or at least what makes people not want to invest when they go back home? Because I know a certain number of people, when they go back home, they usually spend most of their money just in the clubs. Wow. Partying and stuff like that, or at least to even help the local people.
Well, I mean, it goes. I mean, if you ask that in a very deeper question, dude, I sort of go. There's a lot of factors that goes in that equation. Honestly, like for me personally, I'll probably say like it's just a matter of a trust. I think our people, like I'm talking about us as African. We're a hustler. We have that hustler mentality of just like you get it one time. And maybe tomorrow you might not find that same thing. So when you find opportunity, you just like, you get it like that. You don't think about tomorrow of next generation and stuff like that. So when somebody over here has this, we have this like some sort of a idea how you want to progress your life to like 10 years from now, 5 years from now. But they don't have those mentality. They only see whatever it's up front, right? For okay. them, like whatever it's presented to them, that's it.
Okay.
They don't look at it like 10 years from now, right?
Yeah.
So, but then for us, what we need to do in order to change those kind of mentality is educate them. I say, boy, $5,000 right here, right? But look at it. This is just like a project that is going to take 10 years.
Yeah.
And 10 years from now, we're going to have to, we can invest this, we're going to double it up, we can triple it, all that type of mindset. But they don't look at it that way, bro. They just look at it as just one-time opportunity.
Okay.
That just come and might not come back. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. They might not make it. They just took it somehow. And that's why we always afraid, bro, like we're investing over there. Because they are not aware enough, like, dude, that $5,000, I could just save it over here and be okay. We'll take a trip somewhere. But they just think that we got it like that. So when you invest it, when you tell somebody, but I want to do this is something, they just take it that for granted. And you'll never progress because it's just, they're nowhere to be trusted.
Not to be trusted.
That's true.
Just not to be trusted, bro. And I understand where they come from. The idea of it's just just one time opportunity. It's not always like, you go to work right over here. You go to work, you get money. You're always going to get money if you go to work.
It's true.
But like that, there's not a lot of opportunity there.
It's true.
So when they find a one-time opportunity, that's it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They take advantage,
yes,
right?
Yes, man, what if it doesn't work out and I end up being broke? I'd rather just take this and that's it.
So now, and I know you mentioned we have to educate these people. How do we educate them anyway?
By translating the right message. Translate meaning is you have to... Your idea, the way you were thinking, right? Then you start sharing. Yeah, you're sharing of saying that, yo, this is what I'm thinking, bro. Like, I'm going through so much right now. For me to even get this $10,000, bro, it's a lot. But I would love to double this up. I would love to invest in something that maybe we can grow. Look at it. This is as your money, too, as well. But let's drive this to the foolish. Where you could see yourself here 10, 5 years, 6 years from now, we could be bigger. We could probably generate another income somewhere else with a different idea. See, those messages go a long way. But when you just like saying, yeah, take what I hear. See, the translation is just never on the right point.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah. I get that. Even though I feel like right now they have...
I don't know, man. Cedric, what do you think?
No, what you say, everything you say makes sense. Like, you're on point. I'm just listening, you know? You're really making a lot of sense.
Of course it's making a lot of sense, but I feel like that's where we used to be as a nation or maybe as a continent. Like, we used to depend on certain people that you do business with. But right now, I feel they have new programs coming up, which like I've seen, especially for like Kenya, I've seen companies that you can have a contract with them. Let's say, for example, if you want to buy a land and build a house or something like that, you have a contract with them, and they buy the land, they build the building, and you're watching every single thing that's going on their website every single day. Right. You see what I'm saying? So you know, now you don't have to worry about nobody stealing your money. Nobody's stealing anything that you bought, like the you know how you build, because we build stones on sand,
right.
Your water, the nails, like all this stuff. Nobody gonna steal. Yeah, so these companies are coming in, and they now taking out these guys who you just talked about, the ones they steal from you because they don't see any opportunity coming up, so they wanna steal from you. So those guys are getting rid of. They're out of here now. They don't have no chances no more.
Right.
But still. You're not seeing a lot of people investing out there.
You know, yeah, of course. You have to invest. That's the only way. Especially for us, we don't have a generation wealth. So that we are so depends on business. But the thing is, and I kind of feel like it so depends on a country to country too in Africa as well right now. Because some country, they have a structure, right, within the country of how you can go about it as starting your business. But then some countries are just all over the place, like, but I'm not gonna even front about it. Like for example, our own country, Cedric. Like we have no structure.
We don't know.
There's no structure of nothing. Even though they might have a structure, but the majority, if you have a law, but the law don't, you, people don't.
Anything goes. Over
yeah, they don't. People don't follow those laws. Then there's no law at all.
Corruption.
So yeah, there's no structure. There's the entire country that has no structure. Everybody can do it, and anybody can do anything to you. And that's you see. But maybe Kenya is different. Maybe Kenya has a structure of how you're going to follow the lines and how you're
going to... Yeah, they do, but we also have corruption. I mean, there's certain things also that are supposed to be done. They always end up not doing it because of corruption. Yeah, the money
See, that's a big thing in investment, bro. If I'm an investor, I have to look at it, those factors, bro.
But you see, if you're an investor, right, you come in and I'm the one with the money, we end up making a deal. Because I'll tell you, this is going to be your cut. So you're going to end up telling the public, whoever you're dealing with, everything is cool because the cut comes to your pocket. So you become part of the corruption.
No, that's the one thing I would never be, bro.
Yeah, until you see that check.
Trust me, bro.
You haven't seen the check yet, my guy.
It's just my personality, man. That's one thing I would never. I don't let money to consume me, bro.
Then we need people like you.
I'm not saying that I'm a perfect. I'm just saying
there's no perfect, but I'm saying we need people like you. But again, if you look at politicians before they make it up there, that's what they usually say. I'm your hero. I'll make sure there's no corruption. I'll change everything.
But the thing is, for me personally, I just feel like when you're doing, and don't get me wrong with this message, but like when you're doing business with the person that I never seen the type of money that you actually started with that business, you most likely you're going to fail. You see what I'm saying? It's like, You're doing with the person that has never even touched that amount of money that you're doing, bro. Yeah. Come on, man. That's why rich people go to rich people.
It's true.
They're connected to each other because they talk the same language. Yeah. But for us, we have that amount that you go to your cousin that haven't even seen it $1,000. how you come on?
Because that's the hookup. That's one.
You see what I'm saying?
That's the connect.
So all those things, you have to be aware of those things as well, bro.
That's true. But that's a very valid point, though. Yeah.
Right.
If you're dealing with a broker, like someone who's not a broker, if you're dealing with someone who's broke,
not necessarily broke. It's just like a person that hasn't really touched.
That's the thing. That means you're broke. You ain't got it.
Yeah.
You broke,
in that sense.
If you're dealing with, like we just mentioned earlier, these are people who don't see any opportunity coming up anytime soon. Right. So these people are broke.
They just take it, whatever.
Yeah. So now they see this kind of money.
Exactly.
Bro, of course.
And that's what I'm saying, that we have to be asses over here working our ass off. We have to start being aware of those things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, we are too, but I don't know how to even put it. Like we're too involved. Like, you want to do something, the first thing that comes in your mind is your cousin, after your cousin, your third cousin.
Family, pretty much,
those type of stuff. But then you have to understand within the qualification, like, are you the type of stuff you want to do? Are they qualified to even do those things?
Yeah.
Are you even, what type of information do you need
for that person to be provided for you.
Yeah.
But if there no, if you answer those questions and the answer is invalid, then just move on with somebody else. I'd rather pay somebody than have somebody who's incapable of doing it.
But you see, that's the problem right there, because most Africans, we try to be cheap.
True. Exactly.
You know what I mean? So that pay part, if we can avoid that, then we won't take that guy.
You see, all those things goes long way, man. That's the one thing, that those things, when it comes to investment in Africa, you have to look at those things as well. And then once you pass those things, then you have to deal with the government. That's what I was saying. That's a country itself, different the structure of a country as well. That also goes a long way too with that as well, when you try to invest it within Africa.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
A matter of fact, I'll go deep a little bit, and this is more of Kenyans. Because one thing I notice about Kenyan people, when they make it on this side, they usually go to school.
Right.
They get their degree.
Right.
They graduate.
Right.
And then they get a job.
Right.
Buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a car.
Right.
Start a family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of story.
And they just stay here. Yeah. That's not bad, but
it is bad.
Why is that?
Because you forgot where you came from.
Yeah.
You see,
I mean, but with those steps that you just said, not necessarily you say that they forget where they're from, right?
That's to show you they forgot where they come from. Because look at the Chinese. What do they do? After they get their education, they go back home. But they got their degree, they go get a job at their place where they come from. See, we buy houses and we get comfortable. We forget that part.
Yeah.
So now we end up doing the visits in December. That's it.
But let me go a little bit deeper than that, though, right?
Okay.
But based on what you just touched on. Okay. Like, we have, as an African with an African country, bro, we have a lot of things we need to work on. And by work, like, things like, one of the things that I'll tell you is trusting one among of ourselves. There's no trust.
It's true.
No trust.
You see, there's a lot of job or opportunity out there, even though we say there's not a lot of opportunity, but then the opportunity has been taken by we trust a foreigner so much, like white American, Europeans. We only trust them, right? But then I could tell from my experience, I applied for the job in Tanzania, right? With the same, which my friends, one of the person that I went to school with, right? With the same pause, the same object. I mean, the description of job. So we went there, and then I did my 3 years tryout, which is, And then I thought I'm going to get a job because I speak the language as well. Then I was told that I'm no well trusted.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? They try certain people, even though they might not be within among ourselves, but they trust them better.
Yeah.
Than your own people.
Yeah. True.
You see what I'm saying?
Big factor.
So how can you go out there and create something when you have an issue with
within
trusting
ourselves.
With ourselves?
That's
the things that we have to start working on is just trusting.
I think that's a black thing.
And it's supporting too. We don't support our own brand.
I don't even think that's an African thing. I think it's a black thing. Because even if you pay attention, it's the same thing that happens right in America with the black Americans.
True. Yeah, unfortunately. Bro.
Yeah, so I feel like it's a black thing. It's a black problem. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you have,
what do you think that is, though?
Yeah, I always try to figure out. Well, it's like the white man plants something in our brain it's been for years stuck in there. Like, I don't know what it is.
No, I think it was just lack of a confidence among of ourselves. You see what I'm saying? The confidence that has been... It's been took away for a long time,
true,
right?
I agree.
But then we like you said, like we like, it's like we've been putting in a battle, right? Like one of the videos I was just watching, like we've been putting in a battle where you feel like you cannot reach a certain level that you want to reach based on your capability, right?
Okay.
But then you just stuck in the same way.
Yeah.
And you see the people that are reaching above you, they're not the people that look like you.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you look at it in that way, and you're saying that, I better rather trust a person that's jumping way more than me. You see what I'm saying? You see, that has been registered in our mind for a very long time.
That's what I told you. We something always the white man put in there. He's putting
certain
in your brain.
People that are smarter than us. Yes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they put it in
here. But that is just a psychological thing.
That's what they did. I told you. They put something in our minds.
But yeah, well, you could say that. But at the same time, that we have, like I said, we have a lot of things to work on ourselves, bro.
A lot.
And that's why, and I always say this, bro. We always say that we don't need therapists. As an African, we always say, man, why do I need therapy?
I think we do.
Therapy sometimes it's important. You go there and you talk about the thing that you're not comfortable with. And then it put you in a position where you feel, man, I could do more than that I thought I could.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. We needed a therapy. I believe so. Mm-hmm. Therapy play a big factor for us Africans. Africans don't believe in therapy. I don't know why. But if you look at our history, we've been through a lot of shit.
Do you know what therapists are?
Who? Our parents? Pastors.
Yeah. But you see, that's another topic, bro. Yeah. Those ones.
I mean, really, technically.
No, technically, that's our therapist.
Yeah, those are therapists. That's where it's the people like go
all those bastards.
Yeah, it's just business, man.
Yeah, exactly. They're just there for business. Yeah,
it's just business, man.
And that's why we never grow as a person. We have to free our mind in some way of just freedom of thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Dude, we have to start free our mind. And once we're free in our mind, we will start realizing a lot of things that we actually don't know. A lot of things, bro. We are capable of a lot of things.
That's true.
You see, I believe in my kind, bro. We are capable of a lot of things. It's just that we just don't. We have to free our mind.
I think we need to live by example. Because men or at least human beings, we like sheep. We need a leader, mm-hmm. then we can follow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because now, say for example, what you just said right now, you start doing it, and then me and Cedric start following what you're doing.
Right.
You see, now you just started a movement.
Yeah,
and then somebody else will see Cedric, will start doing the same thing he's doing. And then somebody else will see what I'm doing.
Right.
And start, so now we're making progress.
Right. But yeah. But you see, like you said, Cedric, you're talking about like the pastors, right? Uh-huh. The messages are always translating. It's a good message. But then because lack of balance of life, they don't balance their life, right? That depends on you paying them or feed them. And that's why they always go shifted in the other way around it. That's what I feel. But if those guys are more like, they're more like just like a living the realistic life of you balance your time, go to church, you manage your time in church, right? And then you manage a life, realistic of life. You go to work, you feed your family. You see, the message that they have, the knowledge that they have, those messages could have been better message, right? But they have so much time. And because they have so much time and they got so many time to be brainwashed people with nonsense. Yeah. But if they could manage their time of working here, they can only have time for 2 hours to go to church or 3 hours to go to church and start preaching and stuff. But that could have been much better. But we're too... But it's like the sport.
But isn't that a job, though? Being a pastor is a job, right?
It's a job, but in a sense, but dude.
You, it's a job.
But in the Bible,
it's a job, right?
It's a job. But
so he can be in church as long as he wants to, because when you go to your job, you can be, most jobs you spend 8 hours as per shift. That's a regular job, or maybe even more.
So are you saying that a pastor shouldn't work? That's what you're saying?
That's their job.
Yeah, but okay, so when you go to church, that's your job too? But don't you have to go work
No, remember, it's like go to school. A teacher is just their job, right? I'm a student when I go to school. I'm expecting the teacher to come teach me. Mm-hmm. So I'm not doing a job. No. Actually, you're right. As a student, that's my job, to go to school.
Right.
Yeah. So me as a regular guy going to church, that's my job.
But you cannot compare religion and the church, because
no, I'm not comparing religion. I'm just saying the people, because that's different now. If you go to religion, that's different.
You
cannot
compare religion and the school itself, right? School, we are there to learn about subject about something, or it could be.
But it's the same thing. When you go to church, you're learning something, right?
Yeah, but
what's the difference? There's someone teaching you. A school is a teacher. In church is a pastor.
You don't need that much of hours to be preaching about the same thing. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, you do. You know why?
Right.
Because it's different services. There's first service that lasts 2 hours and they leave. There's another service come next and then they leave.
In that sense that I agree. But the same thing, you have to understand that you have to understand, here as a human being, we all have to play our role
right?
Yeah.
In that role of realistic of life. You see what I'm saying? No matter what, you got to manage your time.
But, okay, let me break it down like this to you, right? You see, like you just say, in human beings, you have to have a role, right? So when you're growing up, you're going to become a pastor. You go to school to study to become a pastor. True. Now you learn all this stuff. So now that comes your role. It's just like me. I can go learn how to be a lawyer. I have to go to school and study how to be a lawyer. So you went to school to be a pastor. You spent time. Now that's your role. That's your career. So when you get that and you're done with school and you graduate and you get your degree and you go become a pastor, that becomes your job. So you need to get paid for that.
Wait a minute. Right. Okay, hold on.
What he says makes sense.
No, but okay. Yeah, I can. It's debatable. Let me ask a question, right?
I never thought like that.
Let me ask this question, right? Okay. Is there a structure of how you're supposed to get paid within you being a pastor? This is your company and this is how you.
No, in churches, I believe because the pastor is not the owner of the church.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
But when you're translating, I said they need to get paid. That is like...
Yeah, because it's your job. A church, they always look for a pastor, right? They need someone to come in and cover you as to cover the church as a pastor. So that becomes your job. You are hired as a pastor. That's your job. Okay. That's why they can fire you. The offerings. They make their money from the offerings.
That's what I'm saying, but that doesn't necessarily that you're supposed to be get paid. It's like it's a willing thing, right?
It's not a willing thing. You have to get paid. That's why every service there's offerings.
Offering.
They never say today there's no offer. Let's just preach and go home.
What if
people
choose to say, "Hey, I got no money"?
Never.
Today.
Okay. There's people who never give up nothing. Not everybody gives something in the church.
I guess I haven't been in church for a long time, I guess.
Because, you know, some Sundays can be more, some Sundays can be
less.
A little bit.
Exactly.
So.
And then there's also people who give more, and there's people who give nothing.
That reminds me, though. Like, I went to one of the church in Congo, right? And I went there, and I heard this pastor say, guys, you guys, I can only see in the basket, it's only like very cheap money in there. How do you expect a pastor to eat? I had my chip money carrying on my arms. It just made me to change my mind. I'm like, but are you looking for like $100?
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. That kind of mentality might have to stop.
But those are the wrong pastors right now. Yeah. Those are the ones after the money.
Whoa, hold on. It's not about wrong.
It is wrong.
It's because you see, right now you are here translating that you're supposed to get paid.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But my take on this is that if you are serving a God, right, there's no expectation. There's no expectation of whatever that you're getting back. It's like you being a good person and you expect something to come without you being a good person.
Actually, I do expect that.
No, you have to. You have to understand the reality.
No, I highly disagree. If I'm a good person, I expect good things to happen to me. I can't just expect bad things to happen to me. Then something is wrong. That means I'm not good.
No, not necessarily, but brother.
No, life. Brother, okay, to me, life works like this, right? Mm. I always believe if you're a bad person, something bad will happen to you. That's why a bad person, you can always feel their energy. This person is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Someone good, I feel your energy, you're a good guy.
Right.
And if you're a good guy, you'll see most of the time people want to fuck with you because you're a good person. Mm-hmm. If you're a bad guy, you want to stay away from you.
I feel like the good person, they're always the ones that actually... You see, ended up getting hurt a lot.
Because you're a good person. A good heart is welcoming everybody.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That you just cause you by... I'm not saying that because of you might being a bad person, doing bad stuff. My point is that by you being a good person, not necessarily you're going to come across with another good person. You see what I'm saying?
You'll get the good and the bad. That's just how life works. That's why I have right and left.
Exactly.
You'll get both.
Right.
But you try to get more of the right more than the left.
But for me, personally for me, I live a life of no expectation.
Bro, you got to
whatever comes,
something.
It comes because I understand.
Let me give you an example, good example, right? Before I do you a favor right now, tomorrow you need my help. I do you a favor.
I'm not expecting you to do anything.
No, next time when something happens in your first thought, you'll be like, I think he might get me. Mm. So you expect me to help you. You're going to give me a call. I must still disappoint you. But I'm your first choice. Like I think he got me.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
But you
that's
see
what I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's expected.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think
that's how life works.
That's just it's a human nature thing.
Yes.
Yeah. You're right.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
That's how it works.
Yes, if I
Shout for you, my guy.
Shout.
That's actually good. That's a good conversation.
Yeah, very good.
Shout. That's it.
You know what really surprised me is the price. Right. The price for this bottle actually went up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. For real?
This used to be like $100. Right now, it's like $130, man. $130? Yeah. Whoa. Actually shocked me, man. Yeah, this shit is
super expensive, man.
I don't know why, man. But yeah, man, guys, we were going in and we forgot a drink. This is the Chafua Meza show. You have to, I mean, not a show. This is a podcast.
That should put me in a good mood.
Yeah, man.
Wow, good combo, man. I like that.
Yeah, that was great, man. I like that too. That was great. Now we're gonna go something else, right? Are you dating anybody right now?
Oh no, I'm actually married.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I'm actually having two kids.
You're at the market, my guy. It's just me and Cedric. Cedric, know, what's up, man?
I have a lot of experience.
We're still hard on the market, man.
Yeah,
we're trying to find a way out, but
you know, of course, I met Cedric when he was single, and he's still single right now, man.
Single like a dollar bill, man.
What's going on, man?
Hey, bro. Hey, but you know what, though? Being single is so peaceful, too, though.
It's peaceful.
It's the most peaceful time.
You know what? Nah, I like this topic. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, being single is peaceful, right?
It's so peaceful.
It's so peaceful.
Oh, my goodness. Because you know what? You wake up, you just do what you want to do. Like,
okay.
And you don't have to expect anything from somebody or whatever. And you don't have two hearts. Because then when you're in a relationship, it's like you have two hearts, right? You got to think for yourself. You got to think for your lady.
Yes.
But, you know, being single is like, you know. But, you know, the only thing about being single is like sometimes you can be like, you know, say, I won't say lonely, but you could be like that. Like, there's nothing to do. Like,
yeah, you usually could be with somebody.
Yeah,
and do
you
something.
Could be with somebody.
I think lonely is the word, man. We do feel lonely sometimes. Lonely. Yeah, it is lonely.
But you know what? Let me tell you, though, that peace of mind is very important.
But you see, can I say something, though?
Yeah,
can I say something?
Go ahead.
But, you know, as if for me, compared to when I was single and I'm actually with somebody now,
yeah,
I kind of feel like, if I was single, if I continue my bachelor, like just like bachelor life and just be single, I don't think I could have a motivations to like to
do anything.
To drive myself to where I can be what I want. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's not a drive there. There's no motivation there that to drive you to like, man, I want to stick to the job even I don't like. But I just want to stay with it because of I have a family.
you see
what I'm saying? See, that you have a meaning. You see what I mean? To a certain level of life.
I get that, but I still kind of disagree with you.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah, this is the part I disagree with you. Because, number one, if you understand yourself, again, as a man, you have to have goals in life. There are certain things you want to get in life. You want to achieve in life.
Right.
Regardless who's around you. Now, forget your family. Forget your other significant anybody. Just you as a man. There's something you have to achieve in life. Correct. You have to have a goal in life.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I agree with
you. So regardless who's around you, you have to, this is your goal and you have to achieve it. You know what I mean? So if you're saying, if I was single, I'd probably be a loser. That's what you sound like.
No, not necessarily a loser. I just feel like I won't push a little bit miles. I won't put extra mile to, you see? I won't push extra mile, right? To get where I want. You see what I'm saying? But that's just me based on my experience. I kind of feel like I was so laid back. Even when I was single, I was so laid back. I would say, whatever I was working or whatever I was doing, it's enough. But then when I have a family, then I feel like, I can go extra mile.
So,
you see what I'm saying?
That extra mile
goes a long way.
Yeah, you didn't have the hunger in you then. You didn't see people be like, I want whatever he has, I want to achieve that.
No, I don't have, even though right now, I don't want to be saying that stuff like that. I don't want to be saying that.
What?
I don't want to be saying
that.
Bro,
that's what life is sweet.
For me, one of the wisest things my dad ever told me, though, right, was there's no such a life as better than you. You see what I'm saying? The life, even though, like, one of my favorite, actually, rapper is J. Cole. And actually, I listened to, he actually said that on that one, too, as well, on one of the verses.
That's my next question I was going to ask you guys. But anyway, we get to that.
There is no, you
you have to believe or not, but there is not such a life is better than you.
Okay. This is what I'm trying to say. There's not, okay, because you know, behind the scenes, I don't know what your life looks like. There's real life behind the scenes. This is what I'm looking at right now. Right. But when you go back home, the way you live your life, I don't know about that.
Right.
But there's certain things I can see you have. I'm like, I need also to achieve the type of things you have. If you're driving a nice car, yo, you motivate me right now. I want to drive a nice car too. See,
for me personally, bro, I am not attracted to materialistic stuff.
No, it's not materialistic. This is how life works, right? Because we all learn from something.
Right.
When I see you, let's say for example, if I see everybody around me is going to America, I'd be like motivated too. I want to go to America.
Yeah, because they go to a better life, right?
If everybody around me is buying houses, I'll be motivated too. I want a house.
I want to buy a house.
Because everybody around me is getting a house.
You're getting a house.
If everybody's driving a nice car, what about me? I need that too.
So here's the thing.
That's the motivation I'm getting.
Right. Here's the thing though, right? You see, this is what I learned from my dad, because me and my dad were like best friends. It's like, yeah.
And shout out to him too.
Right. So one of the things he told me that sometimes that the thing that you have to be in it in order to understand it. If you're not in it, then you're not going to understand it because you're outside.
Yeah.
You have to be in the game in order to understand it. But if you're not in the game, you're not going to understand anything.
Okay.
So for sense. Me, what once you, like, I'll give an example, right? I was hungry to get to 200,000. Like, I was like, wow, I was so greedy to the point where I feel like even $2, I won't even share it with you. You see what I'm saying? If I go out, I expect somebody to pay for me because I was so like, hungry, like, bro, I want to get to that level. But then there's a time that I'm like, bro, I gotta leave a little bit, bro. What if I die tomorrow? You see, that whatever that I was trying to get to,
But you see
what I'm saying?
No,
but you gotta, and in between, you gotta balance it. Life is all balance.
That's what I'm about to say. Even right. That story you just mentioned right now, it's the balancing, right? Just because you're gonna get to 200,000, once you get your paycheck, that's why you have something called a budget.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now this amount of money will go right here, and then have this left, and this is the one I'll go out and treat myself.
And that's what I said. There's not such a life better than yours.
No,
you're comparing the life,
yeah. But I'm looking at the motivation. What motivates me? Because like I told you, your life. I don't know how you live your life.
Right.
I can only see what you showed me. That's what I'm looking at.
Right.
So I can't say I want your life.
Right.
But I can say I want the type of things you have. If you have nice shoes, I'm like, yo, I gotta work hard and I want those kind of
motivation.
Shoes.
I think I would dig with that motivation.
Yes, that's
but
what I want.
I just gotta feel like there's a certain thing that is not for everybody. Meaning that some people that they might be saying the same word, using the same word that you are using, but it grow with aggressions. With the certain aggression where...
No, that's the jealousy now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
jealousy. When you start getting to that type of level of saying, man, I want the same thing that you want. And then when they don't get into it, they start getting to the level where...
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Now, jealousy changes the whole subject right now.
Right.
That's a different story
but
right now.
If it's just jealous, a matter of motivation,
yes.
That's what I'm saying. There's, like I said right before, like not everything is for everybody. Why? Even you might you use those words, but you actually it's in a good way. Like you want to just to use that as a motivation for you to get to the next level.
Exactly.
But there are certain people that use that to if they don't get to that next level, they start getting jealousy.
I agree. I can agree
saying?
To that one. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Sometimes not everything is for everybody.
I agree.
Because they don't know how to maneuver that. The entire situation.
I agree. That's the jealousy part. When you're jealous, everything changes now.
Yeah.
Now you're the enemy. We're not fucking with you now.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, everything
I like that
changes.
Then. Yeah, man. Yeah. But anything that motivates you to get to the level where you want to be, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Because we all need motivation, man. Because sometimes we slack.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes and we
that's
slack.
What
yeah.
And that's why for me, I feel like it's a family. I feel like for me, like, if I didn't have a family, mm-hmm. I could probably, like, just stick it with, like, the thing I was so comfortable with, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, he pays the rent. I can travel. That's it.
Yes,
so it's minimum doing, right? Right? Because like, yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
All right. He mentioned something earlier. He say, being single is so peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're married. How is marriage? Is it peaceful? As he says, being single is.
But honestly, I will never take back. I will never ever go back and saying that. No, I want to change my life. But no, honestly, to be honest with you, dude, you have to understand that in which you. Within everything you do, there's always up and down,
uh-huh.
Ups and down. It doesn't matter where you are, it's always ups and down. When you understand those moments, then, but you're enjoying every good things that come with it.
So, but you're still not answering the question. Is it peaceful?
Very peaceful. It depends. It depends. It's very peaceful. Now, it depends on how you want to carry your life as.
Yeah, that's true too. Okay. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
No, Cedric can't speak on this shit. You know what I mean?
No, but hold on. Yeah. Now, but the reason why I agree with me though, it depends on how.
But you know what? It depends also the women too, in a sense.
And it depends on what type of life that you want to live to as well. You see what I'm saying? The people that, people, the only paint, you see, we don't leave it in the picture. People only paint it. You take a picture, you post it on social media, you're smiling in that picture, and the people think that they look happy.
Yeah, but you're not.
Unfortunately, we don't live in the picture.
Yeah.
We live based in the reality, like reality of just in society there. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you find that, like, majority of people that post a lot about happiness and doing you're this and doing good, but probably not.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. So it depends on how you want to live the life. You want to live you want to be the humble person that whatever it's minimum, you want to get to the life based on the timing of, you see, time, it's important. It's sometimes important. People want to skip those baby steps. You got to work on a baby step and you get there, and that's where you can find the happiness. You cannot skip from 1 to 100. It doesn't work like that.
Do you think, because right now, actually, let me even ask you this, because you know, I don't know if you've been paying attention lately, what's going on as far as when it comes to relationship. People don't believe in relationship like that no more, especially when it comes to marriage. Like marriage, it's a no right now.
Yes, and no.
But you know why though, right?
No, I don't know.
Well, I mean, look at it, right? In this society, really, everybody want to be independent, right? With the both gender. We all want to be independent, which is, I like that fact that everybody want to be independent. But at the same time, is we keep forgetting to play our role, right? A woman have a role to play, and the men have a role to play, right? And the woman, for us as being men, women are very important to us, very important. But then if we don't play our role, and the women are going in different directions, we are the problem. Men, I believe that men, we are the problems. That's just me. Don't get me wrong, man. Like, for my audience, don't get me. That's just me based on my experience. So you see, like, women have, they will go get a boob job, nose job, ass job, and all that type of stuff, right? Because that's why we lack. Mm-hmm. We like ass. I'll probably say that you like ass, too. You probably say you like ass. What comes of boobs? When a woman go get those, what you like, you're judging them as well. You see what I'm saying? So I think, I don't know, man. There's a lot of fact that goes into that, but
actually, I watch statistics, and they were comparing men and women, and they were asking both genders. They ask men, would you prefer fake the BBL? Would you prefer fake ass, so the BBL and the fake titties, or would you prefer the real shit? And all men were like, yo, we want the real shit.
Of course.
And they asked the same question to the women, and most women are like, yo, man wants the fake shit. We want the BBL ass tits.
I'll probably say it's not about fake or real shit. As long as you put on that dress that looks well-built.
No, it has to be. See, most females are confused because they go get the fake boobs and the fake ass because they think that's exactly what we want.
Yeah, that's what we want.
You know what I mean? But we don't want that. That's even when they were asked that question. Yeah, they keep going like, yo, men wants that. But we don't want that. If right now a female walks in and she tells you, oh, all my shit is fake, you're going to be like, damn.
Yeah, no, but you're still going to fight with it.
Nah.
If you feel like it's plastic,
because I'm even be cautious of like, yo, this shit might break, man. I don't know, like,
it's plastic.
You sure? Yeah, you sure you're okay?
Something may pop up.
Yeah, let's stay with the topic though. You were saying that. You were saying that what is the reason why the relationship don't last? There's a lot of disconnection within the relationship. I don't know, man. I just feel like the nowadays, man. There's a lot of problems. There's not a lot of problems, and we are not on the same side. Majority of people that they are not on the same page. Could be financially, it could be any topic. We're just never on the same page.
But if you go back to our...
And men don't play our role no more. Men don't play their role no more.
Of course, I mean...
You see what I'm saying? Women are there. See, you see, if it were doing correctly as a man, I kind of feel like we could maintain that lifestyle how it used to be, like used to be before, by your dad, your parents, old, you see, our grandpa and stuff like that. But then we start escaping that role, and the woman. You see, for me personally, I just believe like women, if we were playing that role, women gonna be there for you.
Okay.
But then we are switching our role. We are not playing the role that we're supposed to be playing.
Okay.
That's where a lot of things have been changed. And the technology wise too is have changed so much.
Let me dismiss some of the few things we just mentioned right now. Right. First, you say something about you have a lot of problems right now, a lot of issues.
A lot of issues.
If you even go back to our great-grandparents, they also had issues. Issues never stop. There will always be problems.
Yeah, there's
never going to be a day everything's perfect. So always going to be problems. Right. So that's not an excuse.
There's certain level of problems.
Yeah, there's nothing like that.
But right now, it's even worse.
No, that's just an excuse. Problems will always be problems. Even next year, we're going to have more problems. So yeah, but there's no excuse for that one.
But there's a certain level that you, within the control, you can still control. But nowadays, there are certain problems about you. It's out of our limitation to even control.
No, I don't believe that. I believe we can fix anything. You put your money into it, you can fix anything.
All right.
Yo, we beat Corona. We thought Corona was the end of us. We beat that shit.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that, like,
now, if we have someone like you, you've been married and you have that experience, then you can teach us because it's doable. You're doing it.
But, dude, those problems goes it's a lot of detail of the problems and a lot of factor that goes in that equation, bro.
Oh, that's so what many. Makes men men. We solve problems.
And you know, the thing is, you see, sexual, right? Like, you see, I mean, now, back in the day, like, you could see that we never had it. Like, for example, we have, like, now we have a sex toys, right? And the women feel like they don't need men at some point, right? So all those levels.
But there's also toys for men.
All right.
But so how comes we don't feel like we don't need women?
Yeah, I mean, right now, there's some level. I probably say there's some men that probably just feel like, man, fuck this. I don't need women.
You know what? To answer your question, you know that it's different for between the women and men, right? Because, you know, because women always felt that men had all the right from the beginning of time. Men was able to do whatever they wanted. And women was always kind of like,
a housewife.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now, you think about it, women want their freedom now with time.
Of course.
As time went, now you got a women empowerment. Women empowerment, where, you know, saying, they talk about, you know, saying women, you know, saying, you know how it is.
But like, that goes a long way too. That as us, that I was saying, like, we don't play our role no more.
Exactly. Well, I don't. No. Do you think we don't play our? I don't know if we don't play. I mean, you're right, through time.
You see what I'm saying? That,
wait. So okay, when you say men, we're not playing our role. What is that role you talking about right now? What is it that we're not
providing,
doing?
Providing for your family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Providing for your family. Be there at majority of time. Spend the time with your family or whatever, the loved ones. But now you had to be in the club. You had to be with a side chick. Those things that come with cost. You see what I'm saying? And I feel like based on the technology wise, how technology progress, right? And there's always an issue into it.
See, I will slightly agree with you on that one because this is a thing. Okay,
I see what you're saying. Yeah, it can be 50-50.
Yeah, exactly. Now,
because you know what? Some of those guys, maybe like the reason why they end up in the club, maybe they're not getting the peace of mind at home from, you know, the people they're dealing with.
But the thing is, Cedric, though, mm-hmm. you have to see the thing is within the relationship, it's not every day is going to be perfect.
Yeah, no,
you know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Life itself is not perfect, like you said.
Yeah.
Right.
So you gotta teach yourself psychologically to know that there is always gonna be some downtime. Mm, that's
true.
The time but that does not give you the excuse to go to the club.
You're right.
Wait. So if you're married, right, you can't go to the club?
No. That's what I'm saying. Like that give you a reason to separate. You can take a walk somewhere and it's just kind of meditate. Like start thinking about what caused it in all that situation. So you can
going to the club could be the answer to the walking part. Maybe
the
your
music
thing
loud,
is,
how can you even meditate on the music? Come on.
No, brother. Come on. I've never been in a situation where like you're so into something mentally.
Yeah.
Like even the noise around you is not affecting you.
Yeah.
Like you're just in your own in your own world. You're just zoned out. Like fuck up, and you're just talking
but
to yourself.
You're not solving the problem.
No, you are something because you're talking to yourself at that point, but it's still loud, whatever you are.
No, you have to be, in order to think properly, you have to be at some sense.
See, but that's probably what works for you. Maybe what works for me is the,
it's
music.
Club.
Yeah, it's the club.
I never heard that one before. I never heard that.
I mean,
that,
you know brother. What?
You're gonna have a lot of problems.
But you've never seen people when you've never run into people.
The person who do that, they're actually running from the problem.
But a lot of folks do that too.
I'm gonna give you an honest. Dude, trust me. Those are people that actually they don't want things to work.
Yeah.
What? Then why are you there? Just walk away.
Life itself is not easy, my brother.
Yeah.
Just because you think you marry somebody or you're dating somebody, you don't own them. They can wake up tomorrow and they will tell you, I say, but I don't want to fuck with you no more. Yeah. And you have to understand that. We are human beings.
I agree.
The way sometimes we feel, that's not, look, the way I think the image of you, it does not define you, bro.
You know, that's the new thing right now. Because remember, in Africa, back in the day, it used to be when you get married, because remember when you're giving your what do you call it at the marriage when you say
the dowry
the things you say at the wedding when you're talking to
the vows.
Yeah, when you're talking to you say till death do us apart, right?
That thing is dead.
But let me finish my point. Right now, back in the day when you and your wife you could not get along, maybe whatever happened, too much argument, whatever the issue used to be. Mm-hmm. When your wife used to leave you and go back home where she's from, she used to get kicked out with their own family. The dad and the mom, the parents will kick her out. Like, no, you're married. You don't belong here no more.
Yeah, exactly.
You belong to your married guy, your husband.
Yeah.
That's why you have his last name. So that's home for you. This is not home for you. So there was no way of running away. You run, and then they bring you back.
You gotta
go back. But now, the new thing right now is what you're saying. Like, one day you just get up like, yeah, fuck this. I'm out of here. I'm out. But you still told me till death.
Yeah, but... No. But
there's no death right here. That's the promise you told me, right?
But hold on. But the thing is... The thing is, I mean... Life itself is unpredictable, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Life itself is
unpredictable. You
should have thought about that when you said your balls.
No.
Yes.
Hold on. You see, you were saying that you have a certain dream that you like to achieve. Just because you have a dream doesn't mean necessarily you're going to achieve those dreams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a promise within yourself.
You see, a dream is something. It's still something imaginable in my mind. It's like this right now.
Yeah, but I'm
if you go get a if you go right now and you get a contract, you sign right there. At some point, you can never get up and be like, oh shit, I changed my mind. Guess what? You already signed the contract. You should have thought about that before you signed the contract.
Yeah.
So now it's your problem.
No.
You gave your right to me. You told me till death.
What you're saying that is not common sense.
It is. Come on, bro. Does it make sense?
That's what you have caught.
You break the contract.
Let me explain. Okay. All
right, go ahead.
Right now we are cool friends. Right now we are vibing. We're laughing. Right. It might be a different time in that you don't want to fuck with me no more. Because there are certain things that you didn't like about me.
But I never give you a promise for life. You're going to be friends for life?
No. Nothing's promised here in this earth.
But you gave me a promise.
Yeah, but that's just a routine thing. I'm saying that moment feels good.
No, sir. No, sir.
I've never been with somebody that you feel like, man, this is it. Right?
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying?
No. Listen, again,
life is unpredictable.
This is
bro.
A
you
promise you're giving
anything,
to me.
Brother.
You should think about that. This is a promise you're giving to me. Like I told you, if you're signing a contract.
Yeah, but that contract is just that you have pick up the pen and sign it. That doesn't mean anything.
It's your fault. There's information in the contract. It's not just about signing. Read everything that says in it.
It's a routine thing.
No, sir. I disagree with you. When you tell me about life, like I'm going to be with you for life, until death do us part. That's the promise you made. And you put your hand on the Bible also, and you raise it up.
That's
right. So you also added God into it. So that's your fault now.
Right, and I agree with that.
Yeah, but so you cannot just wake up one day and be like, all right, man, I'm done
with
this.
But I'm not saying that it happened to everybody. And I'm just saying that
I know. I mean, it's just for the sake of the argument.
Right. Yeah, but yeah, it's tragic. And those things happen. And you have to just understand it.
No, I'm not understanding it. That's the part I'm trying to tell you.
So
I'm
you never been with somebody and you broke up?
No, but that's no marriage. It's just a boyfriend girlfriend thing. You can always leave.
The thing is, it's always about moment. The moment that you feel great about something, and another moment, you probably feel like, "Damn, man, this is not working."
Yeah, that works. That's what I'm saying. That works for girlfriend and boyfriend. Marriage can't work like that.
Unfortunately, it works like that for some people.
That's the fucked up shit. We're supposed to fix that. You give up your life for me. You told me till death.
No, especially you are living in the United States, but brother. It's not a thing.
I know it's a real deal.
Just
because it's not a thing, it doesn't make it right. You know, sometimes you can do something wrong so long, it makes you feel like it's the right thing, but it's still wrong.
So for you, what you're saying is like once you promise that and you sign that, for you, divorce is not in your
till death.
Okay, I mean, yeah, that's good for
that's
you.
That's the promise you promise.
But then at the end of the
before
day,
God,
the,
right?
At the end of the day, then life is not about you though. Like whoever that you marry also has a feeling too as well, right?
We had this agreement together. We did the vault together. It was not just me doing the vault.
But
right?
Like I said before, we don't own anybody. Like it's not a piece of property that I'm gonna sign you.
Loki is like I own you, Loki. No, I paid the dowry. That's money. That's I'm paying for that.
In Africa, Loki, I own you.
I'm paying for you.
That's true.
When there's an argument, the first thing what's the female say? You haven't even paid the dowry and you're over here yelling.
Yeah, that's true though.
Loki's like, yeah, I own you.
No, that's true.
Yes.
That's kind of.
Well, the thing is, there's within that culture, like us as an African, right? Mm-hmm. There are certain things we must do in order to sustain that culture. It's been like that for century and century. Like we've been doing like that the same way. But I just kind of feel like, go back to what you're saying, that I feel like majority of with our own people that are abusing that. I think sometimes they're overpriced based on Brad Price. And some people that might feel like, yeah, I own this person because the amount of money they ask me is ridiculous. But at the same time, that person, like I said, a person could wake up in one day and I just tell you, hey man, I don't want to be with you no more. You just have to understand it.
Okay.
We live in a life where it's all about how you feel and about how happy you want to be. Like, are you happy with the person you are with? If you're not happy, you ask yourself this question. You're not. Even though you signed that vow, maybe you didn't know that this is how it's going to end up. That's just the way it is. Life is unpredictable. And people have just, we're very mysterious. You see what I'm saying?
I get your point exactly, but I still disagree.
Well, but then that's just the reality of it.
I get you.
Agree with disagree. Yeah. It's just the reality of it. One day, a person will wake up, your girlfriend will probably say, hey man, I thought we were really going to be forever.
The girlfriend part, I get it completely. You can walk away because it's the girlfriend.
Same thing.
The marriage is the part it's
just the paper, my brother.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Just because we're doing it over and over, it doesn't make it right.
Something. Just because you went to some sort of pastor and your pastor put your hands on you and saying that, yeah, bless and bless, doesn't mean anything. And people get married today.
What do you mean it doesn't
divorced?
Mean anything? That's why it's divorced. That's what we do that every single time. Divorce like means something. You're my wife because of divorce. It's like you saying the ring doesn't mean anything.
Let me try to break down.
All
right. Based on our generations, right? You see, long time ago, we used to have when you guys are fiancé, it used to be meaningful, right? But we have lost those values. There's no values within fiancé and all those things that people don't see that value. The majority of these young girls or young men, it doesn't mean anything. Do you see what I'm saying? Those value has gone long time ago. Wow. And that's a problem based on our generations. And the generation to come, it will get even worse. There's no meaning to any of these things that we do anymore. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we are too focused on within happiness, right? But the happiness comes with the cost. Sometimes you have to balance it, right? Compromise things. If you don't know how to compromise, my brother, not even though whatever that you promise on somebody, it's not going to work.
I agree, man.
You got to compromise.
You got to compromise.
Not every day you wake up, it's Sunday. Today is Monday. Today, tomorrow is Sunday. You gotta balance out. Sometimes you say, "I hate Monday." There's a reason why you hate Monday. Oh, I love Friday. There's a reason why you love Friday. But the thing, you still have to show up to work.
Okay, you see, I get it.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta balance your life. You compromise things, and be there. And even though you're sad, you gotta show up and put that mask on with your face and smiling. You see what I'm saying? That's just life.
That's life. Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So on this episode, we're gonna end it right here because it's been going for a while, man.
Yeah.
Let's just finish this one right here, and I guess you can plug in your plug, your IG, any of your social handles.
I don't have no social media whatsoever. So,
word?
Yeah, I don't.
You gonna plug in something, Cedric?
You already know. You know what I'm saying? Sharp said. You know, international. On IG, you can find me there. I'm a barber, so you know I do.
Okay.
And thanks for having me, bro.
I
really enjoyed it.
And on that note, thank you guys for coming through. Shout out to Victor again. Thank you for holding us down.
Thanks, bro.
On the camera.
Vic.
Yes.
You're the man, bro. You're the man of the hour, bro. Chafua mesa, tuko Nairobi tunachafua mesa, chafua mesa, chafua mesa.